I have to say, on discovering that there will be a sort of international version of the iPlayer for those of us who are living outside of the British territories, I am quite excited. May have to wait a while, and the chances are I'll be back in Liverpool anyway by the time it's released. This is probably, not certainly, but probably my final year here in Spain, so by the time it happens, for me it'll be 5 years too late, but never mind. But nonetheless, I'm enjoying myself at the moment, going through the highlights of the BBC programmes. Although I can't watch them, I can read about them, so I can talk to people about it. Oh, did you watch EastEnders? I didn't, but I bet you I know about the synopsis. That's what I say in my conversations. So, let's have a look for the BBC. This is week 49, goodness me, from the 4th of December. Obviously, that's gone. It's the 5th today, so that's no good. So, I'm looking for programmes for, well, sort of today and tomorrow. I completely missed Casualty, so not quite sure what happened there. But you can always write in and tell me, because I obviously miss all these things. The Political Studies Association Awards was on Saturday. I missed that one, but never mind. And I've missed Fern Britton meets Clarissa Dixon Wright. Strictly Come Dancing is on tonight, 7:30 on BBC One. Tess Daly and Claudia Winkleman are back for the quarterfinal results show to reveal which of the couples have is it wowed or wooed? I think it's wowed the audiences and judges enough to remain to battle it out in the semi-finals. Following last night's movie-themed show, the couples return to find out who brought the big screen magic to the small screen with the greatest panache. While the tension builds, the sublime professional dancers delight with more mind-blowing dance routines that amaze and astound. And Garrow's Law, episode 4 of 4. Pioneering barrister Garrow finds himself in the dock, accused of adultery, no less. The evidence against him is a combination of innuendo, invention and lies. But with a moralistic judge and a critical public at hand, mere truth may not be enough as a defence. Garrow must fight for his honour, his future, and for love in the concluding part of the 18th century drama. So that's tonight. That's Garrow's Law, 9 o'clock on BBC One. And The Impression Show, John Culshaw and Deborah Stevenson don wigs and costumes as the series in which they parody well-loved celebrities continues. That's tonight at 10:25. And there's other things as well. You've got 9 o'clock Operation Mincemeat. Author and journalist Ben McIntyre reveals the extraordinary story of the boldest and most successful secret operation of the Second World War in a new documentary based on his best-selling book, Operation Mincemeat. Okay, that's tonight, 9 o'clock, BBC Two. Now, Match of the Day 2, that's 10 p.m. And for the moment, that's it. This week are quite a few things going on. I shall be telling you about those sort of as and when they happen, on a sort of day-by-day basis. Don't forget, Due South is on most weekdays on the BBC Two. We are continuing our campaign to bring back the Canadian comedy drama about the Mountie and his wolf, his half-deaf wolf. He originally, of course, travels from Canada. He goes south to Chicago to find, he's on the trail to find the killer of his father. And then he sort of stays as liaison officer because he's sort of ruffled a few feathers back home, arresting a few Mounties and things. So because of that, he got a few of his colleagues into trouble. He was sort of ordered to stay in the US for a bit until things calm down. So he was there for 4 years or so. So excellent stuff. Due South, my number one show.